Elton Jim Toronto with you here at WGN, filling in for David Plyer this morning. Be here till 5 o'clock. I'm a lifelong Chicagoan, born in the Northwest Side, right around Cicero Avenue and Belmont. Actually, good old Roscoe Street was the street I was born and raised on. So I've lived there my whole life, and I've certainly, you know all the touristy places that we have grown up knowing in this area, whether it's the Picasso and Daly Center, which I have advocated to move. I believe we should move the Picasso. She's been there long enough, and I think they should move her to Millennium Park, where more people will take advantage of seeing her and appreciating her more as a work of art, because I think right now Daly Plaza is not really a meeting ground anymore for Chicagoans or tourists. It's Millennium Park, and so that's a Picasso, folks. That's a Pablo Picasso sculpture. It deserves a more prominent setting, and right now the most prominent setting that we have in this city is Millennium Park. So Picasso's been at Daly Center for 50 years. That's fine. It's time. Everybody moves. You don't have to stay there forever. I think the Picasso needs to go to Millennium. But obviously there's Millennium Park. There's the Art Institute. There's the Adler Planetarium. There's Wrigley Field. The whole museum campus, obviously. Michigan Avenue, which I'm looking at right now here from the WGN Showcase Studio. The Allstate Showcase Studio. But we've got so many amazing tourist attractions here in the city. Obviously, our architecture is something that is prominent, but between the restaurants and places to go, Chicago is very rich. And one place that I think deserves to be included in interesting places to go and see in this city is Graceland Cemetery. It's at 4001 North Clark. It's right on the corner. You can't miss it, at Clark and Irving. And if you're going to Wrigley Field, you can't miss it. It's two blocks. You know, well, that's not two blocks, but, you know, like a mile. You know, it's right on the corner. So, you know, you've got Clark and Addison, Clark and Irving. It's the next busy street. And Graceland Cemetery remains one of the most prominent cemeteries for some not only prominent Chicago residents, former obviously, but even some nationally and internationally known people. I was reminded of this when I was in college. I had a great teacher. His name was Dr. Andrew Prinz at Elmhurst College, and he was an urban studies government teacher, and one of our assignments was to visit Graceland Cemetery and write a report about what we saw there. All the different grave sites and why, and all these prominent people. And I had never heard of Graceland Cemetery, never had been there. And I walked out of there, I just felt so enriched. I was like, wow, this is a piece of history right here in this city. All these names that we've grown up with. Marshall Field, buried. There was a guy named Marshall Field, folks. The store just didn't get that name out of the blue. Buried there. Potter Palmer. Ever hear of a place called the Palmer House? Yeah, Potter Palmer, buried in Graceland. I was, I read this week a great story by Rick Kogan in the Tribune that Ernie Banks was buried in Graceland, which makes sense because it's so close to Wrigley. Literally, you could hear Wrigley Field from Graceland. And he had a new monument erected on his grave, and so there was a small ceremony there, and it just reminded me of what a cool place Graceland Cemetery is. I visit cemeteries quite a bit when I travel. I've been one of the coolest cemeteries, which is well known, obviously, is the cemetery in Paris. It's taken on, you know, a kind of iconic stature because Jim Morrison is buried there, and in the 60s and 70s, mostly in the 70s because he died in the 70s. When he died, it became a hangout. But at that same cemetery is Oscar Wilde. You know, think about that, you know? there's these people, these legends that you hear about, and then there they are. What's interesting, I think it's Mount Carmel. There's Queen of Heaven and Mount Carmel are two cemeteries that are next to one another in Hillside, right on Roosevelt Road and Wolf. And you turn in, and there's Al Capone's grave. Al Capone. I mean, we hear about this guy all the time. There's his grave. The great equalizer is death, folks. And so I have always found it interesting to go to cemeteries in a lot of cities and towns that I visit, just because you really get a sense of, first of all, you just see these gravestones. Some of them are hundreds of years old, and you're like, oh my gosh, this was Civil War, before the Civil War. This was, depending on where you're at, especially if you're on the East Coast and you're places like Boston and in that kind of area there, and the whole New England thing. I mean, you've got people there, settlers from the 1600s that are buried there. As well, as I said, you go to some cemeteries and there's some famous people. If you've never been to Graceland, I swear, go there. You can spend 2 hours there. You can get a map and you will see, like Daniel Burnham, known for the Burnham Plan about, preserving our lakeshore. Daniel Burnham's grave is on a small island in a lake. It's the coolest thing. There's a small little island and you can't get there. But you're on the shore of this little lake in Graceland, and on this little island is Daniel Burnham's gravestone, which is very fitting since he was, about preserving and having tranquility, and there he is resting in tranquility. Very cool to see that. I want to see what Ernie's looks like now. But like I said, Daniel Burnham, here's Roger Ebert is buried there. As I said, Marshall Field. John Kinsey, who is one of the first settlers. Kinsey Street, which is right around here. This is where Harry Carey's is. Kinsey Street was named after John Kinsey, one of the first settlers of Chicago, buried in Graceland. There's a street called McClurg Court. It's right down here downtown. Well, Alexander McClurg was a Civil War general. You hear about Northwestern's Medill School of Journalism, Joseph Medill, also a publisher. Buried there.
So does the map have a bunch of information on it as well?
Yeah. So it has the names and where you can find it, and there's a little background as to who these people are. Mies van der Rohe, the architect who's done some of the most internationally well-known buildings, not only here in Chicago, but around the world, buried at Graceland. Alan Pinkerton, the Pinkerton detective, who I believe killed Dillinger, buried in Graceland. George Pullman, the Pullman car, buried in Graceland. Louis Sullivan, who one of the greatest architects in the world, and who did like the old Carson Peary Scott building on State Street, which is now a Target. But Louis Sullivan, buried there. Charles Wacker, Wacker Drive, named after Charles Wacker, buried in Graceland Cemetery. Jack Johnson, the boxer, buried there. There's some people that aren't even well known, but there's some amazing grave monuments, like huge statues, because this is where a lot of rich people, whether they were well known or not, were buried. And though so, they spent big money. There's the coolest Grim Reaper statue that is now, it's copper, so it's now green. And you go to this grave, and it's on the map, and there's the shroud, and it's all green now. And it looks so menacing and so cool. There's the former, one of the old commissioners of baseball. I never heard of him a long time ago. His gravesite is a baseball. And all the teams that were in baseball at that time are named on the baseball. It's a huge baseball with laces, and it's on the top of his gravestone. You go to the Marshall Field and Potter Palmer monuments, and they literally are like Roman monuments. These things were designed by major architects. They are impressive. There are columns and benches and water features. It is very cool. And you say, what's in a cemetery? I'll tell you, Graceland Cemetery, if you've never been there, on Irving and Clark in Chicago, it's worth 2 hours out of your time. And the great thing is, Chicago is this hustling, bustling city. Like I said, that's right in the middle of Lakeview where Wrigley Field is. And yet in the middle of all that hustle and bustle is this very cool and serene place. And you will learn about history. You will learn about the city, some of the most prominent people. And you will just get a different experience. Everybody, you know, we talk about tourist attractions. There's a little offbeat place that a lot of people may never go to. And you can actually be in a place where other people haven't. And that's always something fun to do. So I urge you, if you've never been there, on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, or maybe just during the week if you have time, go to Graceland Cemetery. The coolest one, Charles Dickens's brother is buried in Graceland Cemetery. Apparently he was penniless. Charles Dickens's brother was a pauper. All that there is his marker is a small little round circle with a number on it, not even his name. Charles Dickens's brother buried. This is a Christmas Carol, folks. This is, a Tale of Two Cities author. His brother, penniless, buried in Graceland Cemetery. Check it out. It's pretty cool. I'm Elton Jim, filling in for David Plyer this morning. I'll be here till 5 o'clock, but right now it is 3 o'clock. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. If you are an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn.